Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you and welcome again to Doctors of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend and let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the way. Amen. We're about the teaching of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're here to uplift you from the grassroots level. Amen. That everyone has a truth to tell. Everyone have, amen, a story to tell from the grassroots level. Amen. Down to the common daily walk with Christ. And that's what we reach out for. Amen. We can't give you a diploma or any type of grade. Amen. Any kind of reward. Amen. Our effort is totally, amen, to help one another. According to Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That friend was sharpening the countenance of his friend. In Proverbs 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for helping us here today, tonight, for those that are calling in. Oh Lord, we ask you to touch the minds and hearts, oh Lord, of those that are listening, wherever they might be, to build them up where they've been torn down. Oh God, that we come to a reasonable, amen, answer through your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will loose, amen, all sickness and disease. Oh God, and bind all habits and strong men and people's lives, that life will come forth. Oh God, success will come forth. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Welcome you again and thank you for calling in. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. We look to teach the truth. Amen. And nothing but the truth. Amen. The truth is in Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Those that call it in for the first time and you being a part of the program, amen. You know we always ask, amen, that you respect others that's on the line. Amen. But if you call in for the first time, we normally just give you an area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. Amen. And you don't have to give your name because all programs are being recorded and can be played back at a later time. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to www.jciministries.net. And you can scroll down at the bottom of the page. You'll find that we are on Facebook. Amen. And also, you'll find us all these different broadcasts here. You can scroll down and click on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you that don't have a phone or do that want to go on a computer, amen, you can follow a lot of more of the programs. Amen. You can even go to Doctrine of Truth. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you see all the many years of different broadcasts and programming. It'll be for your study, your 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go back to these recordings. Amen. We welcome, amen, for you, and we pray that, amen, our efforts, amen, they will help feed your soul. That Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, amen, there we be, and he will be in the midst. And we always try to utilize what you have. Learn that you have to utilize what you have. Amen. And if you utilize what you have, God has put in your hands, amen, you'll begin to see that he has no respect of persons. Amen. Proverbs 29:18 says, Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. Amen. Those of you that's, we thank God, maybe those of you that's seeking God and, amen, working, amen, to get a better, closer walk with him, amen, I want you to know, amen, search the Bible, amen, see what scriptures and Bibles you have. Always make a note, amen, by searching the Bibles because of the fact, amen, Christians, amen, and all type of religion, they have Bibles. And Christians, this is our one of the greatest investments we ever will have because, amen, God told us to search the scriptures, amen, because this is what makes up, amen, the Bible. It's 66 books. Some have 72 books, 76 books, but, amen, 66 of those books are made up of scriptures, amen, of scriptures. And there's one story told all the way through, amen, about the coming of Jesus the Christ, amen, the Messiah, amen, from Genesis to Revelation. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, there will be no sadness in your time. Many times the enemy use, amen, education, amen, and this is what it's all about. There's some areas in our life, amen, there's some areas, amen, that goes through different things and different times, amen, that you'll find that people will try to take advantage of you. There's so many different voices out there, so many different voices, amen, saying that they have the way and that they are the ones. What are Christians' daily duty? What are Christians' daily duty? Amen. Once you come to Christ, amen, is always a learning process because God has given us, amen, a new lifestyle. He's given us ways and means around the pitfalls. And what are the pitfalls and what are the problems in our lives and situation? We find out, and you find out, amen, and even one of the greatest teachers there are in the world, amen, Apostle Paul, in his writing, he found out that he was on the wrong path. Amen. His life, of things that he was doing, was on the wrong path. He was caught up in the wrong movement. Amen. We as Christians, we are those that is following Christ. Amen. You will find you have to make some adjustments in your daily living. You have to make some adjustments because it will become very, it behooves you to be, because it will be very successful to you. Amen. In the long run, amen, to be victorious in this life. Regardless of what the conditions are, I know today we have the viruses, we have the storms, and we have the hurricanes, and we have earthquakes they never heard before in certain areas. We have the layoffs, and we have the all type of problems, amen, to bring discomfort to mankind all over the world. Some are different in every areas. We have fires, we have flood. And yet and still, that doesn't have nothing to do with God, nothing to do with him. Amen. Once you understand, amen, he's with you, he loves you, he cares for you, amen, you be successful. It's about the frame of mind, because the enemy, he attacks the mind. He attacks your education, amen, what you know about God. We'll go back to the Garden of Eden to set the pattern in the history why, what is your daily duty with as a Christian. You know, we always leave time and room for you to express yourself and ask questions. Even I, when I first started off as a baby Christian in Christ, amen, and going around witnessing and talking, I had problems, amen, making an adjustment between careers, amen. I had problems, amen, trying to adapt, amen, to a new lifestyle, amen, because of the fact everybody, they learn from somebody. You learn from somebody. If you learn, amen, how to take care of your house, your home, your family, and your relationship, you learn from your parents, amen. And sometimes you learn from the outside world, amen. Let's go into the Garden of Eden because we want to see the fact, amen, that the devil, amen, which is all, amen, mankind's enemy. And the Bible says in Genesis 3, amen, and when we go from there, we're going to go from there to 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23, amen. In Genesis, we find in the third chapter, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. Notice that God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? He asked her a question. And the woman said unto the serpent, why may we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now notice how he twists the words of God. Notice how he added, tried another dimension, amen, that curiosity with God was not really, amen, subject, amen. And he was taking something from them. Now here they are, the only two human beings recorded in the Bible, amen. Nobody, no environment, no earthquakes, no floods, no riots. Amen. The only two in the garden. Here he comes. Now, what's the problem? Why would he want to come and attack socially and with information that God has really given them? We don't know what language he was speaking. Amen. But he was able to communicate with Adam and Eve. Amen. And he told Eve, amen, the only person there, amen, out shopping, amen, and go back to her husband, amen, that you have a problem with God. You have a problem with God because he's trying to stop your pleasure, your lifestyle, you and your husband, good times. And now, why would he, amen, bother these two people? They're not bothering anyone, if we can use that phrase. He's not involved. Adam and Eve is not involved in anything. They go to work. They do the grocery shopping. They come back home and discuss what God has done and what they had done for the Lord, and go back out shopping, and they go to work. What is the problem here? There is the problem here that the enemy does not want mankind to follow, amen, to be successful, because God knew that the enemy was in the garden. He knew Satan was evicted from heaven, called Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14. Amen. He knew that the fallen angel was there, and he was giving them instructions how to deviate around what he's trying to teach them. Amen. And what had happened, amen, she finally, amen, the enemy have, amen, brought false information. The only two human beings in the garden, and causes, amen, Adam and Eve to fall away from God's blessing and God for God's vacation time. Might as well say they didn't have nothing too much to do. Go to work, amen, fix the dress, the garden, come home, amen, sit around, have a good time, amen. But here we go, here we go. And that's the background of why Amen. God give us instructions, amen, how to walk this earth and how to be through his son, Jesus Christ. Because the enemy is laying down false teaching and false worshiping, amen. So it falls, the whole world, amen, falls into disobedience. The whole world was born into sin, according to Psalm 51, amen. The whole world, we was all born, amen, in some kind of rebellious spirit, amen, because of the fact of it started in the Garden of Eden, amen. So just disobedience to God is sin. Disobedience to God is sin. In the book of Samuel, the 15th chapter, it's very familiar to many of us, amen. And here's the situation, amen. Samuel, amen, anointed Saul to be king because the children of Israel wanted a king just like everybody else. Amen. But God didn't want them to see him a physical king. He wanted to work with them through the prophets. Amen. And he became, but the people wanted a king. They wanted a tall man. They wanted a man. So they ended up picking Saul. And what had happened, amen, in the 15th chapter, First Samuel, the 15th chapter, and the 22nd verse, actually, let's say the 20th verse, amen. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have wrought Agag the king and Amalekite and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he also hath rejected thee from being king. So what are we saying? 1 John, amen. 1 John 5:21 says, amen. My little children, keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from idols. Amen. We were all brought up in some type of worship. Amen. If you was been a rebellious child, a stubborn child, amen, according to the prophet, amen, it's worse than witchcraft. In God's eyesight, it's worse than witchcraft. To obey God, amen, you can give all the sacrifices, do all the worshiping you want, but if you don't obey what the Lord tells us to do, amen, amen, it's sin. And there's a steps of sin. It's worse than witchcraft. Amen. The steps of sin, amen, we go, what do God want us to do after you get saved? He wants you to keep his commandments. He wants you to walk upright. He wants you to live godly and forsake all those gods that you had before you came to him. Amen. You're not a lucky child anymore. Amen. Amen. You're not things that you don't go around and steal anymore. Amen. You don't go around and mumble and grumble anymore. Amen. You have to learn these things, amen, according to the word of God. And how you get this information that the enemy wants you to stop, amen, you have to read and study the word of God. Amen. I remember when I first started out, amen, in the ministry, especially being, you know, a child of God, and I never thought and never had the mind of understanding, amen. I know God wanted my soul, mind, and heart. Amen. But my thinking, the way I thought about different things, amen, wasn't to me, Amen. I thought it wasn't a priority. Amen. But one of the biggest issues, amen, the Holy Spirit, I thank God for him because he's a teacher. People try to categorize the Holy Spirit to being only in the church, only in the worship service, amen, only among the tabernacle, amen. But the Holy Spirit go with you. He's in you, amen, because he is the voice of God to live in you. The Holy Spirit, amen, illuminated some things, and I was an example of listening to a broadcast or something similar to this, amen, one day. And man was just teaching on how to keep your mind pure and clean. Amen. He made an example that, amen, if you was a babysitter or someone to keep the home and you leave the house and somebody knocks something, you had a knock on the door and you open the door and here come a pig, a hog, and they just break through and run through the door and go all in the house and wallow all on the rug and the floor, all up on the sofas. Amen. You want to stand back and say, oh, little hogger, get out. Please get out. Amen. You run and get a broom and a mop and beat him out of there and get the smell out and spray because you know your parents are going to come back home and you want the house to be like it was before they left, nice and clean. Amen. So likewise, this thing with our mind. Amen. We have a mind, amen, need to be reeducated. Amen. And Paul said we have to renew our mind. Amen. Our spirit been renewed, but brother man, you still live in this body. You still have old information in your mind. So that the battle is, amen, what do you do? Amen. When you leave the tabernacle, go home, amen. What things that you work on, what do you lay around and do? Amen. God wants you to have your free time. He wants you to have a good mind. Amen. He wants you to be a good representative of him. In righteousness. What is righteousness? Keeping his commandments. Amen. The Ten Commandments. Amen. Jesus talked about the Beatitudes. Amen. And Philippians says in the fourth chapter, amen, amen, that you have to be careful about what you think. Amen. And understand that God does really love you and you get the peace of God. The peace of God, amen, what we want. Amen. We want to have the mind of God so when we don't have to be worried about did I witness today? Did I preach today? Amen. Did I sing a song today? No, God will give you the peace of mind knowing that you're living for him and walking up for him, amen, by the things that you think and by the things that you do daily. Amen. We are witnessing for him. We're witnesses for him. Amen. Philippians 4 and 8 say, finally, brethren, 4 and 6, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, amen, should keep your heart's mind through Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, be any praise, think on these things. And when you think or start thinking on those things, amen, it's just like you're washing your cars, washing your clothes, you're clearing up, amen, all the clutter that the Spirit of God can start responding to you, and you understand that he's trying to reach your mind and get you to see that he's with you, he cares for you, amen, and you begin to love this time of peace. Jesus said, he would say, if you go in your private closet, if you ever notice sometime when you just turn all the television off and the radios off, and if you ever chance to just turn everything off and just sit around and have no noise, have you ever experienced that? Today you say, why experience that? Listen, quietness is a blessing today. It's so many voices, so many things going on today, and God be trying to reach you, and he be trying to get to your mind, amen, but the enemy is trying to bombard your mind with all different type of clutter, And Paul picked it up in Romans 7. Paul said he found out, amen, that he been, his mind been warring with him. Amen. He found that when he tried to do good, amen, the enemy is present. And Paul said he found out where he was. He was right there in his mind. Amen. Trying to tell you, you shouldn't sit home. You shouldn't do this. You should do that. No. Amen. Peace. Peace of mind. Amen. So what should you do when you go home? What are your focuses? Amen. What are your daily duties as a Christian? And we thank God for you being in the studio. Amen. Always open up the studio in the latter part of the broadcast. Amen. To get your opinion that we can share one with another. Like we say, we always like Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We want to hear, amen, what you think about it. Amen. Should you, amen, what you should do. What are you doing? How you feel in times like this? And how you still loving God? Amen. Look at Job. All the things that was happening to Job, and Job was still praising God. Praising God. Because Job knew what he had, who he got it from, who helped him to bless him. And Job knew, amen, he knew what was happening. Amen. And he knew, amen, that God was going to bring him back again. Amen. Proverbs, amen. The Proverbs, the 27th. Proverbs, the 24th chapter, 16th verse, says, a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again. Amen. But the wicked man, he will not be restored. There are some things that are happening out there, amen, in the world. Amen. You may make bad decisions in some time. Amen. Amen. And you foul it, feel like, well, God no, won't forgive me. He will. He will. That's asking. And there's some things that happen to you, bad association. Bad association. Friends and relatives, whatever. They're not for you. They say they are, but they're not. And they, because they cause you to fall. They want you to fall away. Amen. That's number the enemy using them. Number the enemy using them. And the third one is happening now to the world. Amen. Mother Nature and environments and things that are happening to the world can cause the stress of people, and they feel like they God is not there anymore. God is not there anymore. Amen. But if you listen and follow the word of God, just what Jesus said, I'll be with you always. That's powerful, brethren. That's powerful. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Not with the crowd. He said, I'll be with you always to the end of time. Well, Jesus, you don't understand. Yes, they whipped Jesus. They persecuted him. Amen. And he went through all kind of changes with religious lawyers and Pharisees. And he does know. He know what suffering is about. He pierced him in his side. He even died. He knew all of this. Amen. That's why he's able to say, I'll be with you always. And he went and made a home for us. But since we're here walking this earth, he wants you to be victorious. He wants you to be victorious. And how can you be victorious? You have to understand, amen, he with you when you leave the tabernacle, when you go home, wherever your rest place might be, he's there. He's walking with you. Now there may be some things that you're going through religious that you should let go. Might be some activities you was doing before you met Christ. You got to let go. Wait. Paul said, wait. Lay aside every weight. Amen. So we want to discuss it now. We want to discuss it now. Amen. We thank God for all of you in the studio. Amen. From all the way, amen, from Florida all the way up. Amen. We thank God for you. And we would like always like to open up the lines now. Amen. All you have to do is push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And that way you can discuss, amen, your point of view, amen, to this message. Or maybe you have vision and dreams. We don't know what God had given you to help you, amen, on this walk with him that we can share with one another and strengthen one another. All right, we're at 850-2337.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
That's a good topic you got there. And I was just reading in here about what I need to do. And what I feel that I need to do in my heart is tell somebody about Jesus Christ every day. Try to help whoever I can and stay out of trouble. Stay on the right path. If I can tell somebody a scripture, help them along the way, or feed them, or do something out of myself, get out of myself. Because, see, to me, in my flesh, I'm self-centered. So I won't think about nobody but me. But with Jesus Christ, I'm free from that. So I'll be able to tell people about Jesus, tell people my testimony, and most of all, bring somebody to the doctrine of truth. Give them this number and tell them, you know, if you got questions, I believe that Bishop can help you with the answers better than I can. But I listen to it all the time. And it helps me, and it showed me favor in my life. And I was just reading where it said, for a just man falleth 7 times, and he rise up again, but a wicked man shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not with thy enemies falling, and let not thy heart be glad when he stumbles. At least let the Lord see it and displease him, and he will turn away his wealth from you. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious at the wicked, for they shall be no reward to the evil man, and the candle of the wicked shall be put out. So it's going to be lights out for the evil, for the ones that's doing evil. The Bible said right here, the candle is going to go out. But if I walk in the light, because Jesus Christ is the light of the world, I will be saved. My heart will be saved. It says in the Bible that I do what's righteous and sit still and be still and make my request known, which is pray to God. And when I meditate, I'm waiting on the answer. I got to be quiet. I can't have no TV running. I can't be listening to no music. I need to sit still in a room or on the back porch or wherever my quiet place is and wait on Jesus. Something will answer me. The Holy Spirit will answer me. I have had that to happen to me. So I am a living testimony that the Holy Spirit will talk to you and guide you and lead you and not let you fall. Bishop, you got a good topic there. Hold on. Thank you. Hello?
All right. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Good to have you. And good. We thank God for it as we all here believe in that. Amen. Some of you might have not had that type of connection yet, but God is always speaking every day of the week, every hour. Every moment he's speaking, he, because of the fact Jesus wrapped himself up in the Word, amen, called him St. John, the first chapter, 14 verse, and the Word became flesh, amen. So communication is where you find God, communications, amen. When you go home, you can still be saved. And you're working on your job, that's what God wants. You work on your job, amen, around your neighbors, that's still a Christian duty, because you're not lying, you're not stealing, you're not being involved in all those things, amen, against your neighbor, the 10 commandments of God. That's what we have now, amen. You got to take care of your living, amen. You have to take care of your families, amen, amen. All right, we're on the line now. We're in the studio. Amen. You can just push one on your phone. Amen. You have a comment. Amen. Like the first Brother Masan from 850. Amen. Those of you who want to represent, amen, your area, or just make a comment, amen. We'll not ask for your name. We just give you your area code and your last four digits of your telephone, amen, concerning this message, amen. Remember, we have to come out of our old lifestyle, amen. You're not lucky anymore. You're not lucky, amen. Like I say, God, if you just listen to him, amen, how you listen to him, study the word, amen, and learn the voice of God, the Spirit of God, amen. There's so many things out there, amen, but he will teach you, amen, through his Spirit. All right, because you are more of the Spirit than you realize. You've been born again. St. John 3rd chapter, amen. You've been born. What been born? That new spirit in you. You have a new spirit in you. You more than Superman and all this. You are supernatural. That's where the wall come in. Amen. You feel different. You know you're different, but then you get amen. It's like turning the radio. You got an old station. You got to turn from that radio station. Amen. You say, wait a minute now. I don't have to do this anymore. And that's where the enemy attacks. That's where he want to attack you. Amen. All right, push one on your phone. Maybe some of you have a vision or a dream. Or you would like to ask the question. Maybe you'd like to ask the question. Amen. Many of us, if you didn't come out of some church or some religion, maybe you had followed it. Maybe you did not assemble. Amen. In different type of religious groups that you know of. Amen. But you was worshiping somehow, some way. Amen. You had a lifestyle. Oh, yes. You believe in something. Amen. You believe in something. And maybe you was breaking the first commandments of God. First commandments. Amen. Didn't realize it. It wasn't comfortable to you. And let's talk about it. You press one on your phone. You can call 855. Amen. 236-2252, 347-215-8816. Amen. And you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. And the technician puts you in. All you have to do, amen. I'll give you, all right, here we go. We have area code 706-7762. You're on the air.
Okay, I would like to say that I know that God is in control of everything. I don't know the time or day when I actually realized that, but when I realized that he's in control of all things, and he knows what he deserves to be in control, because he sent his only son down here to be ridiculed. He spit on, and he was just treated. He did that because of us. So that any time he could have called an angel and got up off the cross if he wanted to, but he was always doing what his father wanted him to do. He's about his father's business, and that's why God gave him control of the whole earth. He's in control of it. You know, we cannot get through God until we go through Jesus, and I know he's in control. And then things that happen, you know, he allowed it to happen. For different reasons, he can do that. He's in charge, and I'm so glad he is in charge. I love him, and I know that he is in charge of me. I'm a person. I have Parkinson's. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's January the 8th, 2018. And you know, Parkinson's mess with mine is I don't shake anywhere. I just have it in my feet, and my feet go bonkers. You know, but I know that God didn't do this to me. He allowed that to happen to me. But, you know, some people get angry. I'm not angry. You know, I just want to serve him, and I'll do what I can for people. Children mean a lot to me, because children don't ask to be born. They're just put in situations. But we have to look out for our children. So I try to do the best that I can, and I do love Lord. And then what you do as an example, what you have to do, you have to show people that so they want to follow Jesus, because that's what our job is. So if you're not doing that, then something is wrong. You do that by your actions, how you treat people, what you do in life. What people see you do, you know what I'm saying? So that's, I just wanted to say those things, sir. And the message was good that you gave this evening.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. I appreciate the testimony. You know, let me give you this real example real quick. Let's say you got a car, amen, and you replace certain parts of it, and you know you got a part in the car that costs too much, or maybe you haven't got around to really find out how to replace it or get it repaired, but you're still able to drive the car. Amen. I know many of us and many preachers, I know, amen, our bodies, had been contaminated some type of way, some kind of illness or sickness. Amen. But God still has the power. Sometimes we forget about what that power means. Amen. We have the power not only to lay hands on ourselves and pray for ourselves, but the word of God is powerful and sharp. All right. Let me go to 561-1086. 561, area code. 1086.
Greetings on tonight. Amen. I apologize for coming on. Well, I'm not that late, but I'm in the middle of inspection right here. So I apologize that I'm going to have to rush off real quick. But I just wanted to greet the line on tonight. I just thank the Lord. Amen. Just to come on and tell God thank you, for life, health, and strength. You know, we have not because we ask not. You know, I was on a word line today, and I was telling them about it was Luke chapter 9. The Lord gave me Luke 9 verses 1 through 3. About where he was talking about how he had given his disciples, authority. He had given them authority to lay hands on the sick, and to cure, to lay hands for as a sign of, as a healing contact. And then reading a little bit further, I think it was around about the third or fourth verse, where he's telling them, don't take anything for your journey. And it was so amazing that about that message the Lord gave me, and the title was, "It's Not Over, Saints." Until the Lord says it's over. Yes, we are sheltering here in place across America. You know, we are, for example, we are on this live talk radio, and we thank God for our Dr. Truth. You know, I like that nickname for him, and it fits you very well. A man of wisdom, a man of integrity.
All right.
I just bless God because, we are sheltering in place, but it's not over, saints. You know, people with this pandemic is so, I tell you, the Lord is truly, I'm going to be grieved because, like I said, I'm in the middle of inspection here, but, I'm here by myself, so I'm free to speak religious on a religious basis.
All right.
It's just amazing of the message. You know, we just have to, I think what we have to do is to seek the Lord. You know, I often hear people say seek the Lord while he may be, but the Lord was never lost. How can you say seek the Lord? I mean, he was never lost, but we as people have to know how to convert, get some type of conversion, I'm assuming, some type of relation with God. So, I'm sorry Yeah, I'm sorry I'm rushing, but I just wanted to come on and just say that message was a help in my soul. Amen.
All right. All right, God bless you, man of God. We always try to, amen, be able to keep moving that we can get more on the line. Amen. There's some very good questions and answers and revelations, amen, that I'm hearing. Amen. Like I say, seek the Lord. Amen. We never know. James said we have not because we ask not. Amen. Greater man as Paul was, amen, he asked God, but God gave him an answer. Amen. Regardless of all of us, we're going through certain things. This personal relationship now, amen, it's time now while we're able that we're going through these situations because the world is moving towards the Antichrist. Amen. This is the age of communication. Amen. That you learn how to use computers and learn how to research, amen, because of the fact the Antichrist coming conditions, amen, going to be coming so, I can say, worser, the whole world, God's trying to get, if people don't get God attention now, to seek God now, amen, with the revelation talk about the last day, people will see things happening. These locusts be walking the earth and they still are stubborn. And you can see it right now in the world, people that's stubborn, they just want to have their way. But it's time to get that personal relationship. We know God loves you. You know God cares. Amen. Amen. Elijah prayed 7 times, kept sending his servant, go on top of the mountain, kept praying until he said, about rain. Amen. He sent his servant up 7 times and told him, keep looking for a cloud. Amen. Keep praying and seek the Lord. Amen. God will give you an answer. Amen. Proverbs 7, Matthew 7, he said, with no father would ask his son, ask him for bread, he'd turn around and give him a serpent. Many times we have to persevere. We have to know, Lord, why this and why that. He will answer us. Amen. He wants all his soldiers. And many times he used our lives. He used our lives, amen, to help others and bless others. But don't let that enemy bring that down on you, that you are nobody, you're not getting ahead of God, why God did. And don't let the devil do that. That's the whole battle, amen, because he want to use you as a bad example, saying that, oh, God did this to you, God, this is you. No, oh, no. I know many, I met some pastors and we on a mission, and he was showing me, telling me how many people coming out of, amen, Hinduism and Buddhism, because they were worshiping these demons and these devils, and it was making them sick. Amen. Jesus was gaining people because the prayer of faith saved the sick. Amen. The prayer, amen, amen, perseverant prayer, travailing prayer, was saving, and people were running to Christ because he's able. But that's not all, brother, and God can help you here on earth. Amen. Wherever the corn is, wherever the bread is, God is able to help you. All right, we want to get started here. I just want to give you time. Amen. You have great testimonies, many words. Amen. God help for you. Amen. We want you to be able to catch a word from the Lord during this broadcast. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Those of you coming in on the first time, press 1 on your phone, and the technician will put you in. Amen. We will give it your area code and your last 4 digits. Let's try to be mindful of your brother that's coming behind you or your sister. They want to have something to say. Amen. We're coming down to the last quarter of the broadcast, but we always going to have prayer before we go out. Amen. Maybe if you're not battling with, you know, the enemy of a different religion telling you, amen, oh, you should come to be, you shouldn't be a Christian. Come over here and sell books and you'll be saved. Amen. amen, I gave a man my Bible on a mission field, amen, because he had to come. He went to Mexico, and every year they have a big celebration, and they have to crawl about a half a block or more to show penance to God, to their God, amen. And I've been telling them about Jesus, amen, and all he was so thankful. You didn't have to work to be saved. Jesus already did the work. He already did it all. He already did it all. You know, it's hard to grasp when the enemy has been beating you down and telling you this and abusing your mind. Amen. It's hard to grasp unless you're reading constantly. You have to bombard your mind with the Word of God. Amen. And be positive. Amen. And take it. There's a time for everything. Amen. It's a time. There's a time for sickness. There's a time for mourning. The time for laughter. Amen. It's the time. Be real with yourself. Amen. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Be real. Amen. All right. We're going to go to 561-5981.
Yes. Good afternoon. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I kept coming in a little late this afternoon, but I did hear a little bit that Pastor you were saying, and it's very true. I just want to encourage the saints, God, again, to keep the faith, keep looking up. And there are some things, people may not believe this, but there are some things that we'll never find out on earth. Sometimes we're going to have to get our answers if we make it to where God is. That's where we're going to find out something, because something won't be answered here on earth. So I just want to encourage everyone again to continue to serve God, and just hold on just a little while longer, because it won't be long now. Be blessed.
All right. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. I can faithfully say amen. Amen. Paul was saying in Romans 8, amen, everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord. Love the Lord. Amen. We come down to realize that if you don't love God, it's chaos, because you'll be looking to yourself. There's no hope. There's no, amen, no last-minute flight coming in or bus pull up, amen. But if you love God, somewhere, somehow, God will send you a help. But real quickly, this came to me in my mind. I have experienced many people. What they call angels have came to my rescue, and I didn't know it. I picked up a man. A man was telling me about problems. I don't pick up people hitchhacking 10, 20 years ago. And the man talked to me so, and I dropped him off at the barbershop, went back around to thank him. And the people say, well, when we saw your truck pull up, and you know, you got out, and some guy got out, but we didn't know what was happening to you. No, man, ain't nobody come in here. And even looking at each other and looking at me, and I have sat down with people and talked, and everybody was looking at our table, and I was wondering what's going on. Have you ever experienced, amen, angels? They live. They're here. If you say if you got a guardian angel yourself, you have a guardian angel. Amen. That's why the reading of the Word and studying the Word. Yes, we read the Word, but we have to study. Amen. When Peter was in jail, amen, the angel come, they open the gates and let Peter out. But you have a guardian angel. And maybe some of you have experienced that and then wasn't aware. Amen. We have a guardian angel. Why? You need one. We all love Christ, so the enemy try to battle against us all the time. Amen. Different things. Anybody got a testimony, a real quick testimony we want to hold up a line where you think you might have, amen, a guardian angel have helped you? Angel have helped you to get something. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. We want to share that. That's a part of, amen, God helping you when you don't think he's helping you. Amen. The Spirit of God is there. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. You feel that the Lord has somehow did a supernatural miracle to help you. Amen. In the last... All right, 850-2337. Go right ahead. We're at 850. 561-592-2337. 561-5981. All right. God bless you. 561-850.
Bishop?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bishop, I have a small testimony. I had an angel or something to speak to me because in 1999, right before my mother passed, I really wanted to kill myself. Walking down Orange Avenue, I was wondering why the water was getting so high, and it was a hurricane, and I wanted to jump into this pool of water just for it to take me somewhere, wherever. And something told me you still have a friend in Jesus. And I walked on to my mother's house, and I finally got clean, got myself cleaned up, and I've been clean like 23 years. And I know it had to be an angel because something wanted me to kill myself, but I didn't leave here. And I thank God for it. I thank God for you, and I thank God for this program. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. That lets you know that, amen, God is still alive. Amen. Heaven is still alive. Jesus is still alive. He doesn't force himself on you, amen, like the, amen, them fallen angels do that left. He was evicted out of heaven. Amen. God got rid of them. They ain't making war with God's people. Amen. The closer you get to God by reading and prayer, reading and prayer, meditation, amen. Amen. The more time you put in with him, the closer you get to him, amen, the closer he get to you. He'll tell you about if you are a job where the fish are. He told Peter where the fish are. He told Peter, amen, why to pay his taxes. Amen. Amen. God is still alive, brethren. He's still alive. Amen. We have to seek him though he's alive. Amen. God bless you. Now we're getting ready to close out. We need about two, maybe we can get two or three short prayers in, amen, for the studio tonight, today, wherever you are, amen. Let's push one on your phone, amen. Give us a quick, short prayer. Okay, 561-5981.
561-5981.
Go right ahead. On the air.
Hello.
All right. 850.
Bishop?
Yes, sir.
Father God, thank you for the day. We thank you for the night. We thank you for the early morning rising. We thank you for the doctrine of truth. We thank you for this show. We pray for the less fortunate, the crippled, blind, crazy, the deep, deaf, dumb. Homeless and the hungry, the sick and shut in. The person is confused, mixed up, and don't know Jesus. But we thank you that we have a personal relationship with you. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling. Lord, give us the constant guidance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, and thank you again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. The Bible said the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let my word be established according to Matthew's 18 chapter 18 and 19 verse, two or three come together. Lord, we have come together tonight for freedom. Amen. God, from the deliverance of poverty, sickness, and disease. God, from the deliverance of oppression and depression. We bind Satan's hand. We rebuke him, oh God, from off our mind, off our home, our family. Lord, we rebuke him and we set free, oh God, all the listeners and all those that are here, oh God, from now on, Lord. Rejuvenate their mind through your Holy Spirit. Amen. We know you have all power, and you've given authority unto us. Help us to use the power that you've given us. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, brother, and we love you. Until next time, amen. You can also view this broadcast. Amen. Go to blogtalkradio.com, Doctrine of Truth, or go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. Bless you. Until next time, we love you. Keep the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. God bless you.